Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Say what you need to say. Be real.
Oh, I'm about to be real.
Oh, she's fucking, dude. Sarah's here and she's fucking pissed.
I am pissed. I need to.
Well, we're gonna have to do a mukbang, so you need to get in a better mood. You can't mukbang angry. That's the craziest.
I'm about to angry mukbang. I'm at a 10. I need a second.
Can I hit your vape?
Yes, just let me come back to my body.
Come here.
No.
Stop saying, let me come back to my body.
Right now I'm here.
Oh, ground yourself and realize
that
this is not an issue. It won't be an issue for you. This is not a thing to get all stirred up about.
Honey, I am stirred up about
My mom
said the same thing.
What?
She said he's just an evil hater.
Yeah, he's just a fucking hater.
Unhinged.
She's on one.
I need lipstick. I look kind of terminal.
Whoa.
I'm unhinged.
Yeah, I know. You're scaring
me.
Call him right now. You should call him on the pod and fucking confront him.
No, because he's going to be so crazy.
So? Be like, that's fucking rude. Tell him. You should.
Welcome to This Bitch with Sarah Wineshank and Kim Congdon.
Now I'm fine.
Happy Black History Month!
We haven't started yet.
We've started walked in here, sweetie.
We're not including that.
Why? It was so good. We could take the name out. Unless you want to call him out.
You're going to talk shit about me, you're going to pay the consequences.
Oh,
let's start
fuck.
This fucking podcast.
Oh, what's
up,
everybody?
I'm not a little pushover!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of This Bitch Podcast.
Bzz, bzz, bzz.
We're live from the Comedy Store Studios. I'm Kim Congdon.
And I'm Sarah Wineshank.
Shank's on one today.
Yeah, because one day you think that someone's your friend, you do their comedy show. The next, they're talking shit about you on the internet, telling you you don't deserve spots.
I got mentioned in that.
Yeah, you know who you are, motherfucker. I don't even want to give him the satisfaction of saying his name because he doesn't even deserve the follows. He could use them, but he's not going to get that.
Oh. Oh, I like this,
I just
Sarah.
Did his fucking...
I'm into
this!
He just
asked me to do his show. I did his show happily. It was my fifth set of the night.
I will say this. It is very fake to ask you to do your show and then be like, yeah, you can come on first, whatever. And then he posted your picture about doing his show. So he promoted you. And then for him to say that you're not funny.
Yeah, it's like...
It's fake.
It's fake.
It's fake.
And it's like, but yeah, that's fine. There's lots of people that think that I'm not funny, but like, I thought we were like friendly.
Yeah.
Like, but he's come up to me and been like, great set.
Oh, he's been so nice to me, but I already have an apology from him on my Facebook from the last thing he fucking did years ago.
What was that?
I don't remember.
People be out here acting up.
So...
Well, good thing I have my Red Bull for this mukbang.
So, happy Black History Month, Sarah.
Yeah, happy Black History Month is right. I thought that, is it still Black History Month?
Is it?
Yeah, it's a leap year.
No, this is going to come
out. Is this
out.
The last day?
This is the last day of,
okay.
When this comes out, it is no longer Black History
but
Month.
But it is today. And you know what? We're using the last day. We're recording, just so you guys know, on the last extra day of Black History Month. This is so special.
Yes, it is.
This only happens once every 4 years.
The 29th?
Yeah, of February, yeah.
Yeah, leap year. Woo! Woo! Leap year! We got an extra day! That doesn't even make sense. Leap year doesn't even make sense.
Sarah versus...
What?
She unplugged her mic. She's going so crazy.
Fuck leap year. Hell yeah, Black History Month.
Yeah, but a Black History Month leap year day is fun. It's particularly fun.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Are you just trying to get me excited to be alive? Because yeah. I'm having a minute.
No, this is a very special day, and that's why we're doing the first ever This Bitch Mukbang. Have you seen the videos of the two guys that did mukbangs and they got really fat together over the years? Nico Avocado, fat throughout the years. Can you Google Nico Avocado?
Nico
Avocado, fat throughout the years. And just
doesn't
hit
even
some
seem
images.
Like a fucking real name.
Oh, yeah. Him and his friend did mukbangs. They started a podcast. Oh, I think it was his boyfriend. Were they dating? Maybe it was like a gay love thing.
A gay love mukbang?
Yeah.
Sounds dirty.
Daddy and Dada. Look, that's okay. So that's how he started. See in the middle with the white shirt.
This is sad.
Oh, my God.
That's how he started when he started doing the mukbangs.
No. Now look at it.
Yeah. And then this is him now.
Let me tell you this. This is a rare thing. We're not going to be mukbanging ever. We can't get like that. Maybe if I got that fat, people would stop talking shit about my comedy.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, she deserves to be here. She's a pig like me.
Wow. I fucking love this, dude. You're going off.
I'll roast.
Nico Avocado is catching some strays right now.
Yeah, dude. What did Nico Avocado? He was too slow to move past the shank bullets. Dang. So I thought the perfect first mukbang for us is I actually got inspired by this YouTube video I watch. God, what's the fucking guy's name? The dude with the red bandana, Sonny.
Of course, Sonny.
The travel guy. He wears a red bandana and he goes to like a bunch of like Asian countries and he.
Is it Asian food?
Yeah, no. He goes to a bunch of different places and he gets food and eats it on YouTube. Red bandana. What's his name? The best food review ever.
I don't fucking. This guy?
This guy.
He's pretty hot.
He's cool as fuck, too. He follows me, so he might see this.
What up, Sonny?
That's his name, Sonny, yeah. And he does these videos, and he eats his foods, and this is one food I'd never tried before. Can we? Oh, you know, let's see if the guy's here. Oh, shit.
What?
I don't know where. Oh, maybe I wasn't getting a call. I told him to call me, but I'm thinking we're in a basement. Xavier, can you?
Yeah.
Let me check if it's here. I ordered a bunch of food and something I never tried before. And I don't know if you've ever tried.
I already can tell whatever
it is. I'm a little nervous too. It's not a food I would. Hi.
Let me tell you.
I answered in the food driver sounded like he was in a tornado. There was like a cow. He was like, I'm here. And it was like things going around him. He's like, oh, where are you? Oh, okay.
Moo.
So this guy, I saw him once try Ethiopian food.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried Ethiopian
food? No, I didn't even think they ate in Ethiopia.
That's the bit. That's the racist bit.
Is it racist or is it true?
I think some parts probably.
Not like
you can
I
say
can't
the same
imagine.
About Skid Row food.
Yeah, same about Skid Row food.
But yeah, Ethiopian food. I got a big course. We're gonna go through. We're gonna bring it in. McKenna's got it. Ugh. I got a lot.
From what I hear, there's no like utensils, right? I brought some just in case.
You eat with your hands.
Oh, I'm already out.
Yeah, I know.
It's already fucking.
But you have to respect,
I'm in a dress.
You have to respect the culture because it's Black History Month.
Okay, well, I'll do it.
If you don't do it, you're racist and our podcast will get canceled. Did you see that we went viral?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? That page or like a lot of those Bobby Lee pages, our clips do good on.
Yeah, I know. I saw our clip had the most views out of all of the clips on that page. What is with the? Well, it stayed warm. That's for sure.
Ugh. I mean, they wrapped it like they're afraid of it getting COVID.
Well, I like that.
Let's see.
Wait. Hold on.
She won't even let me touch it.
Wait,
she's
I gotta.
She's been
set
very
it.
Controlling with the mukbang. I'll tell you that. Don't even put your grubby hands on the styrofoam.
Not on the bang. Maybe we should have laid out something on this. But whatever.
Oh, let's... not Ethiopian food on the fresh
okay,
fucking.
So I don't really know what we have. Let me look at the order. Thank you.
One thing about Mama, she's going to black out and order everything.
I did black out
for the gangbang milk bank.
Sorry, this is coming out of this bitch account.
What isn't at this point, sweetie?
Thank you.
I can't leave the house without spending $45 on this bitch.
I know.
It is so true.
Watch our pod. Share with a friend. We're coming out of pocket with this one, honey.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
Okay, hold on. You know, it's the fucking service. I don't know what anything is.
Well, let's just fucking go for it. Do we need to know what it is?
It would
be nice.
Or can
we just eat, like, mystery foods and be like, ooh, what is this? And then try to guess.
Okay. Okay, wait. I'll try and remember.
What? No. Kim, no.
Can you kind of hold that up a little bit?
Please don't hold that up.
Oh, okay.
That looks like...
It smells really good. Take a whiff. Take a whiff.
It looks like mold. Like something that you would find in a
shop. Have some respect for the order.
What is it? Well, you're not giving it to me. You're just teasing it and dangling in my face like I'm a dog.
Smell it. It smells good. It does smell good. It smells good.
I'll tell you, it smells pizza adjacent.
Oh, Injera bread, Ethiopian flatbread. Okay. So this is a flatbread. I think this is
the way that it falls apart.
I think this is what you dip into the meal. Okay, let's see. Order again. So, oh yeah. So this is probably the vegetarian combo or the gourd. Let's see.
Not the gourd.
Oh, this looks like the...
Ooh.
Oh, this
that does not look good to me. I gotta be honest.
This looks really good to me.
It looks like afterbirth.
Okay, now that you say that.
It does.
I wasn't thinking afterbirth till you said that.
I don't want it.
This is the Oswabs. Let's see. What do we have in here? Oh, it all comes wrapped in this.
It all comes wrapped in this like it's of the fucking so present.
Oh, that's beef tartare.
I don't know about this.
Hold on. Let's see. This one is...
She's made it so if I don't eat it, delicious. I'm racist. So I have to eat it.
I think that's Tib. What's this one?
None of these...
Open this one?
They really should save some of this. I mean, it's literally in every meal.
Okay, this is the... That is the vegetarian meal.
Can't wait.
So, hold on.
All right, let's just try the damn bread.
This is the... I don't know what this is, but let's try it.
You try it first.
Okay.
I'm scared. I'm actually kind of scared, and I'm pretty, like, open-minded with food, I feel like. The ASMR people are going to love that. Okay. I can hear you slobbing on that. Okay, say something.
Hold on. Sarah, can you try a bite and then we'll both get the review? Because I don't want to like influence.
Come on, Sarah. Get your grubby little hands in here.
What? I don't even know. You didn't use a fork?
Mm-mm.
Ugh, just a little. My headphone cut out for a second.
Okay.
Or something. Now it's fine.
Okay. I'll keep an eye on it.
Let me just get some afterbirth here.
I don't think it's afterbirth. I think that's the beef tartare. I was going back and forth on whether I liked it or not. I kind of like it and I kind of don't.
I wouldn't seek it. I wouldn't go out of my way to get this.
I wouldn't seek it.
I wouldn't seek it either. That's a really good right? review. I might not even go for a second bite.
That'll do, pig. Honey, I'm in rare form today, so
did you try
up.
This yellow stuff?
Oh, I can't wait to get some of that.
Try it.
Whoa. It's got a kick to it.
It's got a kick to it. I kind of like this.
This bread thing makes me feel like it's like a mold that's growing in a shower.
I like it. It's a little tart. It didn't smell as good the second time.
No, the first time it smelled like
pizza.
This
might be an insulting mukbang. I'm trying to be polite.
It's okay. We don't have to like everything we eat.
That's true. This is not bad.
Again.
Wouldn't seek it. Okay. The beef tartare, not a hit.
Let's wrap it up. I don't even want to look at it. That's like sleeping with someone you don't like, and then you have to see them again, and you're
Put it back.
Put it back.
Okay.
Unfollowed.
Done. This is a vegetable samosa. Have you ever had one of these?
Oh, so good. Yeah.
Well, this looks like it has lentils in it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. The lentils, the fried.
Okay, Ethiopia.
Go off, Ethiopia. Ethiopia. Okay,
so we found one. We found one.
Ethiopia.
This is the one.
This is the one. Would seek.
I don't know if I'd seek it.
Oh, really? I'd seek this. I'd seek this. It's pretty good. Healthy lentils.
The second bite. Hit.
Hit. I'd seek this. Hey, I want a little lentil muffin.
A lentil muffin?
Have you ever craving a lentil muffin?
A lentil empanada.
And down a little Ethiopia.
What is this?
This is vegetable samosa.
I like a samosa. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That was good.
I don't want to see that. All right.
We got to try this one.
No, we already tried this one.
No, didn't you take away the one we tried? She took it away.
It's like they keep popping up.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of this.
This is extreme. This is like we could blanket the homeless.
It's literally.
We should give this to homeless during the winter. They could cover themselves in it.
It literally looks like human skin.
Okay.
Does it not?
Okay.
It's giving human skin, Kim. Look.
This is the vegetarian.
It's in between our skin tone. Look.
It is. It's if me and you had a baby. This is our baby skin. This is a mama. Rock by mama and mommy's baby. You want to hold our baby? Don't get jealous, Aves.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's our other son.
Sorry. Baby's hungry.
No, don't breastfeed it. Don't breastfeed the, what is it called?
The Lofta? What's
it? Don't breastfeed it.
What is it called?
I don't know.
I just have it on my tit now.
This is the vegetarian combo.
Oh, he needs to be burped.
Stop burping the food. Okay, this is the flatbread. This is injera.
Injera.
So stop breastfeeding the injera. So then I'm going to take some of this. I'm going to try. This looks like collard greens.
Let me try it before you comment.
Okay.
What'd you try? The green?
The collard greens.
Look, I don't know why I just sent a chill up my spine.
This is the most funny thing ever.
Okay, here we go. Taste
healthy.
I'm just gonna say healthy.
It tastes healthy. It's a very healthy taste.
Would not seek it.
Would not seek.
Would not seek. The name of the episode is Would Not Seek, by the way.
Okay, what's this in the middle?
Oh. Ugh.
This thing in the middle hits.
I gotta chase my collard greens with a sugar-free Red Bull.
Sister. The thing in the middle hits.
What is it?
I don't know. I still don't have service to see what I ordered. I wish I knew. Do we have Wi-Fi here?
Or can you give McKenna your phone and have her like take a screenshot of the order?
Oh yeah, McKenna, can you maybe try and go upstairs and open my recent order so I can just
Yeah.
Thank you.
Try this middle thing. Try it.
Okay.
Try the middle thing.
I know. I'm a little like after I realized this was our child's flesh color, I'm a little like, okay.
Wait, there's this
so
again?
Last is this thing look like collard greens? What does this middle thing look like?
It looked like green beans with carrots in it.
Okay.
Okay, I don't like that yellow one. This one
is that curry?
I like that.
I like that.
That's good.
I don't know what it is. So far, the lentil samosa is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Try this.
Okay. Let me tell you, that's not going down that easy for mommy over here.
Well, we're not going to be vacationing in Ethiopia. Perfect. Perfect. So, this.
Oh, no. Vacation in Ethiopia.
Someone's calling me. Oh, fuck.
Okay. I tried the yellow thing.
Okay. The yellow thing, I'm not sure what it is.
It's curried something.
It's something. What's this? I'm going to give it a go. It looks like cabbage.
Yeah.
Curried cabbage.
Yeah, I think we're done with this one.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We've done everything we can do here.
This one sucks, dude. I can't front. Put our son back in the to-go box. But take our falafel son.
No, he's not a falafel. He's something else.
He's something else. He's a they. Put our son in.
They're not ready to go.
Let go.
You want to be breastfed again?
No, stop breastfeeding the Ethiopian food. Thank you.
Not stop breastfeeding the Ethiopian.
Okay. This one.
Ugh. I'm getting sick of looking at this.
There's always a new son to be birthed is the good news.
You should breastfeed this one.
It's like a pizza pie. Okay. This one.
Well, I'm sorry. That I don't know if I can do.
This one looks the best out of all of them.
To you?
Yeah.
What is that?
Can you describe it for me?
It looks like pepper steak and green peppers with maybe shredded onion, like maybe some sort of steak with onion.
You're gonna make me throw up. I almost just started gagging watching you eat it. It doesn't even look good to me.
I just don't love the flavors.
Okay.
I don't like the spices.
I don't think I can do
this. I need you to try it.
I honestly think I'll throw up.
Good.
Well, who's going to wash this?
Who's going to wash this?
If I throw up.
If I vomit, who's going to wash this? We'll figure it out.
I don't want to bring home a vomit tablecloth in my new car.
Can you please try this?
No.
Try it. Take a piece of our son and dip it.
Now I'm a cannibal?
Dip our son in the meat.
Ugh. Yikes. This one looks gross to me, and I've been pretty open-minded. Oh, what is this? Uh-uh.
That one was the worst one for me.
Wrap it up.
McKenna. McKenna, we need you to take this and take it far.
This one does look good.
Yeah, you could try them all, please. Have at them.
You can raise our son.
You can raise our son. Look! More sun. Oh, my God. They keep getting bigger, dude. They're like comically getting bigger.
I like how they wrap. That looks like more of the same.
I think this is the beef tartare.
So you said before, bitch.
I know.
You keep promising me beef tartare, which sounds really fancy. But every time I look at what's happening, I go, really?
I can't. It's all the same bad flavor. Thank you so much for this treat, Xavier. Let's talk about our sponsors for a moment. It's Mochi Melt.
We're buttery. We're wet. We're the kind of girls you want to pet. We're Mochi Girls. Yeah. We're Mochi Girls.
Guys, this lube is not like any other lube. This is fucking, look at these. This is the lubey baton of lube. It is beautiful. It is classy. The colors are sleek. They're
discreet.
Discreet. That's the word I was looking for.
Discreet, sleek, high end.
This is lube with class.
Decadent lube.
Decadent lube.
Luxurious lube.
Luxurious lube. It tastes so good. Honestly, you could just...
This is my favorite.
Honestly, put it on top. Oh no, not the... Can I get a paper towel?
Yeah.
I lubed on the... But luckily, it's water-based, so it won't stain.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Guys, if you're looking for a good Valentine's Day gift for your lover, for your lover.
Yeah.
I was going to say brother, and I was like, maybe not.
Your brother.
Get some lube, guys. It makes such a great gift, and it can really seal the deal.
Yeah, it's perfect time for Valentine's Day. Make sure you use our promo code TB15 to get 15% off your order.
Sex is better when it's wetter.
Whoa. Let's get back into the show. This is not what I... This is not what I wanted for Black History Month. I did not want to upset our Ethiopian following. Oh, honey, cut me off a piece of that samosa because I need
a palate cleanser.
You know it's bad when the lentil samosa is a palate cleanser.
I'm not going to front right now. I definitely just got some Ethiopian spice in my eye. And it's burning.
That sounds like a band. Ethiopian spice in my eye.
What's up? I'm Ethiopian spice.
And it's in my eye.
It's burning.
I feel bad. To be honest, I don't even love this.
Did you just put it back? I don't like anything. I gotta be honest. McKenna?
McKenna? Get this out.
Get it out of our face. It's the worst.
Oh, that was not what I expected from a mukbang.
Well, thanks for that. I'm picking the next one.
You know what? They had no dessert on the menu. Surprise.
Of course they didn't.
Dude.
Oh, the dessert comes in that bread, too.
Oh, dude.
I straight up do have a spice in my eye.
You're going to be upset when I tell you how much that was.
I already know, and I am upset. I thought about it immediately after I tried everything. I said, you know what? Let's just take $70 and flush it down the toilet each, babe.
It's only $50 each because originally I was getting us a bunch of Puerto Rican food, and it was bomb.
That would have been
and it was bomb,
so
dude.
Much.
And we might, and I'm going to hit up this Puerto Rican restaurant because they don't deliver here. But when I have my car, I can go pick up the food and bring it. But I had to cancel it. And then I said, what can we get a bunch of that we both have never tried? And Ethiopian came up.
You know, can I tell you?
Yeah.
I have friends that say Ethiopian food's their favorite food.
Yeah, me too.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to be open-minded here.
Yeah.
But then when I saw the flesh-like bread substance that was in everything, I don't know why I'm opening up my silverware.
It wasn't for me.
No, would not seek an Ethiopian restaurant.
That was the the quickest mukbang alive. That was like we ate like a fucking packet of ramen. We split it. We were in and out.
I mean, there is not much to say. I didn't want to live next to that thing that looked like afterbirth for much longer. I got to be honest.
Like, how do you feel knowing that we've lost all of our Ethiopian fans?
I think maybe we made more Ethiopian fans.
Maybe they're like, maybe, yeah, dude, our food sucks.
Yeah,
dude.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, somebody needed to address it.
Do you think they know or they're into it?
I think that if they had like a BLT, their minds would be blown.
Dude, a simple BLT might kill an Ethiopian. It might be too much flavor. There's something. It's ain't just, rat.
It's not. I don't think it's the flavor profile that we like.
That's a nice way to say that.
Right?
Yeah, that's a nice that's a way lot to of say like, that you fucking hated it.
Yeah, when that one that I saw you bite, the last one I can't even think about.
It was so bad. By the time we got back to the samosa, I was over.
Over the samosa?
I was over it.
Because the samosa wasn't that good, but after we had the first thing, it was a vacation.
It made me want to hanker down and have a good old American meal.
I might go
to Carney's and go get a fucking chili cheeseburger after this.
Oh, that'll do. That'll do, Ethiopia.
That'll do, Ethiopia. I mean, yeah, we tried it. We are open-minded.
One thing about us is we're open-minded. We're basically like Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
Bring it. We'll try it.
How do you think Bourdain would have reacted?
I don't think Bourdain would have liked that.
No?
I don't know. He might. I feel like Bourdain would also have like a beer with
it. Is there any videos of Anthony Bourdain eating Ethiopian food? I'd like to see his reaction. Let's see. Anthony Bourdain. Here he goes.
Oh, he went to Ethiopia.
And I think my job's hard.
Now I feel bad. I don't like the food.
Why? Because the kids are so cute?
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, you think.
He's got the bread, the skin bread,
shit.
Too.
He's got skin bread. We had that. We are Anthony Bourdain.
Call me Annie Bourdain, baby.
Shanky Bourdain. Yeah, you're supposed to feed each other. We forgot to do that.
That would be so gay of us. Not mama and mommy feeding each other the skin of our baby. I can't.
He ate the same thing as us. He seemed to enjoy it. Are we not cultured?
He's putting on an act, sweetie.
Oh, he is.
That's an episode right there in the bank.
Yeah, you're right.
You're not going to go to Ethiopia and be like, this sucks.
Yeah, you're
right. You can't do that.
No, he's just choking it down.
He's like, oh, yeah, and gingerbread.
When's the last time you've had to choke something down in front of someone that you didn't like?
Just now.
No, but you were outwardly saying you didn't like it.
Ham loaf. When I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't even think about it. I went to my neighbor's house when I was a kid, and they made us ham loaf. And it's like meatloaf, but ham.
Oh.
And it's like, and they gave us ham loaf and a glass of milk.
Oh.
And it was, I can't even look at it. I hated the way it tastes. I don't like meatloaf, and I definitely don't like ham loaf. And I remember I was staying at my neighbor's house because my parents went out of town. So for like 3 days, they were the people whose house we'd stay at.
Mm-hmm.
And they made us ham loaf, and we would pray before.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd have to eat all of the ham loaf if we wanted dessert. And it was disgusting.
Was it worth the dessert?
No.
Did you try for the dessert?
I tried for the dessert. I couldn't get down the ham loaf.
Oh, no.
It was like...
Were you gagging it up?
Yeah. I was like,
ugh. I've had a situation like that probably 4 years ago. I was dating a guy, and his parents were usually really good at cooking. And his dad tried to make this, I think, to impress me, like Puerto Rican dish. And it was so bad. It was just like, it seemed like whatever the vegetable he used was rotten that he used, and he didn't realize it. And I was just like choking it. Like, literally, you could hear my soul. I was like, I was taking the biggest bites and just trying to get as much down as I could so I could be like, I'm stuffed, actually. And it's hard. It's hard to fake a good meal. I'm glad we weren't with an Ethiopian while we were eating this.
Yeah.
That would have been hard.
We wouldn't be able to act out the way we just did.
No, we wouldn't have. We would have said, it was delicious.
What's the bread called?
Injera bread.
Injera.
Give me some more injera, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
I could use a little more injera. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, man. What about, didn't you go on a date with a guy who didn't like the sushi you were eating? Can we talk about that?
I think I've heard this story on camera.
I didn't go on a date.
Okay.
This is going to be hard because I think, I don't know if I should, I think the guy watches this podcast and he's a comic.
Okay, so let's switch subjects.
But now it's so, now everybody like wants to know. I did go and get sushi with a guy who I assume, you know, if he's listening to this, he should know that I know. And I think it's hilarious. And I still think he's a very cool guy. But I was going to get sushi with my friend, Ryan Sickler. And I was like, let's go get sushi. Because that's like what we do, me, you, and Sickler. And I know Emily gets sushi with Sickler. And he was like, I can't today. And that guy was like, I can. And I was like, okay, cool. Let's go get sushi. And I don't know if he was trying to hang out and like hit on me. That seemed like it.
Uh-huh.
Because when we were getting sushi, it became very clear that it's real sushi. It's like fish on rice, you know? And it became very clear that he does not like sushi. And he was like gagging it down. When I would like turn away, I'd look back and he'd be like, and dude, my ass was like, I was trying to not embarrass him, so I didn't say anything, but I was like, I could tell he doesn't like the sushi, but I was also really, I love the sushi there and I could eat it all day. And I was too embarrassed to tell him that I wanted his portion. So it was both of us just being like, he pretended he didn't like it and I pretended I didn't want it.
He pretended like he liked it.
Yeah, and I pretended like I didn't want his portion. At the end, he put it in a to-go box and took it home and I wanted to be like, give it to me. I know you're going to toss it. But I didn't.
That's wild.
Yeah. People are wild.
Watching a grown man
gag on sushi.
Gag on sushi.
Hey, every once in a while you gag on a little shashim, you know?
Gagging on shashim.
Oh, yeah. You try to deep throat a fucking...
California roll?
Yeah. I was going to say a scallion, but what am I? A scallop.
You can't deep throat a scallion. I mean, you could.
I could. Watch me. I pull out a scallion.
Scallion's on my moderate food allergy list, so I will not be deep throating.
Have you been following that still?
Until right now, just now. I've been pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
On all your moderates?
Yeah. I've been really making an effort for the most part.
How do you feel?
A lot better. When
really?
I eat something that's on the moderate, I feel it. Like I ate something.
But she's very susceptible to placebo. I will tell you this. She is. Sarah,
you're... I'm telling you, my body physically feels better.
I remember one time Sarah told me she literally likes oat milk more than regular milk. And then one time our coffees got confused and she accidentally drank mine. And she said, my coffee's really good today.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was better. But I do. My stomach prefers oat milk.
You know what I like?
Huh?
You know.
Goat milk. Goat milk.
I wish I had some right now.
Ugh.
But okay, so you know what? I think that it's time to bring in one of our newest segments.
Right.
What are we going to call it? On this day in history.
On this day in history.
George Washington.
Abe Lincoln.
I just said George Washington.
So this one I found was really random, but it's supposed to be like the biggest one.
Okay, February 29th, voting begun on Bosnian independence. Wow.
Yeah, but this one I feel like goes into Black history.
Not Kim reading the headline, not knowing
Ethiopian food.
Oh no, that's a juicy thing. Can we see what food holiday it is? Maybe
can we Google where Bosnia is. Please.
Can we see if today's a food holiday?
What?
We see if today's like National Cupcake Day.
Well, let's get into the thing we were doing first. Let's finish that. Weren't you pulling it up? Or was that it?
No, this site had a bunch of them, but the one that stood out to me was this one. The lady from Gone with the Wind, she got her first Oscar today. It was the first time a Black woman got an Oscar.
Hell yeah. Oh. Why does my audio cutting out?
That cord right there has been a little finicky. I think they're going to fix it next week.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Can I borrow these?
Yeah. Now it's fine.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna kind of.
You know what? This episode's off the rails.
Yeah, it is.
I'm happy with her. I've never seen Gone with the Wind. Have you?
Yes, I have.
What's it about?
I don't remember. I just remember there's lots of fancy outfits. Like, isn't that Scarlett O'Hara's in Gone with the Wind?
Can
right?
we click on Gone with the Wind?
When I was a kid, I would watch it because the outfits.
Let's see Gone with the Wind. No, click on
lots
Gone
of, like,
with the Wind.
Crazy dresses.
I want to see what it's about because I've heard about it. It sounds like a classic, like The Sound of Music.
It is.
She seems like a badass because I guess
it was about a horse.
They like wouldn't allow her into the theater where they premiered the movie, and then she still won the Oscar. And
that's
then she was like,
sick.
"I play a maid. I don't have to be one." And then just like she had like a good attitude about it.
Wow. And you're angry about a little Facebook post.
It was YouTube.
Oh, no.
There's a difference between YouTube and Facebook, honey.
Oh, no.
Hate to break it to you, boomer.
Not the boomer comment. McDaniel experience. Wait. Gone with the Wind. Wait, can we look up what Gone with the Wind? Yeah. Okay. Film released in 1939. Best known and most successful films of all time. Enjoyed a more than 30-year reign. God damn.
I used to be obsessed with watching it when I was a little girl because they would wear really fancy dresses. That's all I remember.
The film set in the American South during the time of the Civil War tells the story of Scarlett O'Hara. Can you go down a little? The headstrong and willful daughter of the owner of the plantation, Tara. The story begins in 1861. Scarlett is in love with Ashley. Is it a lesbian story? Ashley Wilkes? But she learns that Ashley's a guy. See, back then they used to name guys, girls' names. Ashley, Samantha.
Samantha?
I gotta go.
I gotta blow Samantha. I'll call you back. Samantha just took out his schlong. Can I call you back?
I gotta go. First of all, to say out loud, I gotta go blow Samantha is already insane. If any other male name would be insane to say, but Samantha hit. Okay, so she. I don't know what this is about.
Listen, let's just look at the outfits. Can we click on Scarlett O'Hara's dress?
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I care about, really. But that's awesome that she won that Oscar. And that's perfect. It ties in Black History Month. We couldn't have asked for a better one, actually.
Now we're forgiven for Ethiopian food gate.
Yeah, the skin bread, not for us.
Do you still taste it? Ooh, the outfits are hitting.
The outfits are all like over the top like that.
Oh, I like that red one.
Yes, that's the one I remember the most.
That one hits. That I want to be in that.
Yes, it was this fucking red dress when I was a little girl. I just remember watching that dress being like, I need that.
Yeah, that's a good dress. Do you remember when Casper became a real boy and he said, what did he whisper in Christina Ricci's ear?
Don't remember.
Oh, what did he whisper in Christina Ricci's ear?
Boo.
Hold on. No. Boo. No, he said, oh, yeah, he said this. They were slow dancing. He said, can I keep you?
Yeah, that's cute. I do remember that now.
You remember that? Yeah. And I something tingled deep in my bladder.
It just tingled in mine, too. Yeah. Can I keep you?
I think he follows me. Real Casper.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
The voice of Casper is following you?
The boy that played Casper.
Okay. Is he a man now?
Yeah. Oh, he's a man.
Is he hot?
He's will always be hot. I don't have service, but yeah. Yeah. Oh, there he is. Okay, that's what he said when I can I keep you.
Oh, it's Devin Sawa?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's hot.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's him.
Can I keep you? It could also be a little scary.
Yeah, it could, but it wasn't.
Can I keep you?
Well, he has a long neck. Man, the kid's got a neck on him.
People in my family have like this theory that people with long necks are nicer than people with short necks.
Why?
I have no idea.
How's my neck?
Have you ever heard that? I've never.
Does my neck look exceptionally long right now?
No, you're a little short today. There's a little anger in your neck today, my sister. I will say in our cartoon, your neck is longer than mine. In our logo.
Sorry. I got a longer neck, bitch.
Damn.
Some people care about bigger tits, not me. It's all about having a
look. I'm going to have to go home and fucking...
Stretch it?
Jelk my neck.
Oh, I'm a nice person.
Do you know what jelking is?
No.
It's when dudes stretch their own dick out to make it bigger. They just stretch the skin and then just blood has to fill it up. Yeah, they just yank on it all day until it gets a little longer.
This episode has been a lot.
Well.
Have you ever seen stuff like this?
Oh, God, that lady looks so nice.
Did you see that neck on that
bitch? What is she, a saint? Oh, my goodness. God. That looks painful. Imagine letting go. Imagine cutting the rings off your head.
But maybe it would feel like a nice stretch.
I think it is like that. Like I think after you do that, you gotta keep them on.
No, or your head falls off.
That would make me claustrophobic. It's imagine the smell.
But I wonder, ew, not the smell of the neck brace.
Oh, you know that don't smell good. No offense. I feel like I'm offending multiple cultures.
You are.
But the smell in there must be crazy. Look at the lady on the left. Oh, up, yep, her.
But what's okay, does that feel good? Do you think it stretches your neck?
Everybody here looks pretty happy. No, I don't think it feels good. I think it probably hurts, and it's a sort of sacrifice.
They're called Podong neck rings. What do they do?
Remove death. Click on that. Related searches. Podong on the left, yeah. Down. No, back. Remove death.
Removed death.
Oh, yeah. So it looks like it's like
elongating their necks.
Oh, God. I do need a little crack like that, though. Oh, hers are off.
What? Her neck looks great.
You like that? Look.
I like
it. Oh, look at the bottom on the left. Is that real?
Oh, my God.
No. I can't.
I want to wrap the skin bread around that.
Dude,
wrap the skin bread around it so we don't have to look at it.
That made me absolutely. Oh my God, I'm dizzy from seeing that.
I'm dizzy from the whole episode. I'll tell you that.
This was a doozy. It wasn't easy to do this episode. It took a lot out of me emotionally, physically,
spiritually,
and financially.
Financially.
I'm gonna need you to Venmo me $50.
Nah, I'll do it. I can't wait to pay for that skin bread.
Dude, we could have eaten at Sugarfish today.
Don't bring that into
it. We could have had a Sugarfish lunch.
Now I'm mad. I flip over the table. You should have told me you're going to get $100 worth of Ethiopian food.
I thought it was going to be good. It looks good.
Does it?
Yes.
Does it? That's our episode.
Guys, thanks for watching. Sarah, where can people find you?
At Princess Shank, Instagram, Twitter, Patreon.com/Sarah Wine Shank. You know what it is. You can find me here. Yeah, I say you know what it is now. You can find me here every Monday on This Bitch, every Wednesday on Shank. Guys, a reminder, This Bitch and Friend show, March 14th, The Comedy Store, 10:30, Main Room. It will sell out. The show has sold out every month we've done it. It's a fire lineup. It's me, Kimmy, Josh Potter, Ryan Sickler, Ali McCoskey, Ian Edwards, Greg Fitzsimmons.
Woo!
And then also—
That lineup's crazy.
And then we're going to be at Houston Riot Fest the first weekend of April. Mm-hmm. We're headlining and doing This Bitch Live there.
Yep.
And then we have on, what is it, April 18th, This Bitch and Friends, all female lineup. It's fire. It's me, Kim, Whitney Cummings, Annie Lederman, who else?
Jet Ski,
Beth Stelling.
And Beth Stelling. It's such a good show.
Such a good show. And then May 7th, This Bitch Podcast live at the Comedy Store for Netflix's A Joke Fest.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be so fun.
Hell yeah.
At Princess Shank for more dates and all of that. We're also coming to D.C. in November at D.C. Comedy
Loft. Oh, yeah, we are. I'm excited about
that.
Yeah,
that's going to be fun.
That's a while away, but get tickets now. Have them ready.
Yep.
Yeah, all those shows. I'm basically on all the same shows as Sarah right now. And check out patreon.com/KimCongdon. And check out my podcast, The Kim Congdon Takeover, anywhere you find podcasts. And please check out my special, Childless MILF, on YouTube. You guys have been supportive and it's doing really well and I'm so happy. So please, if you've watched it, go click on it again. Watch it again. Let it run through and share it with a friend.
Hell yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
Yep. Also, we're coming to Skankfest.
Woo! We'll see you there. Bye.
Bye.